They are suites, not kennels. They may be dogs, but are referred to as guests. 'Tis the season for many of our four-legged friends to spend a few days at a boarding kennel while pet parents travel for the holidays. Gone are the days of cold concrete cell-like cages where your pet be isolated for several days. The owner of the Sunnydale Boarding Kennels in Angus, located about 20 minutes west of Barrie, refers to his establishment as a motel for pets with 100 square feet of living space. We really want this to be a home away from home for the dogs, but also offer freedom from worry for the pet parents. We have full fencing, 50 private suites, 5 bark parks and private runs, said Mitch Ostapchuk. It's the same philosophy at Barrie's Dogtopia, noted spokesperson Melissa McKee. There are both crates for dogs that are used to that or suite boarding. We are big on open play and feel dogs should be on vacation, too, she said. We can handle 100 dogs on 5,400 square feet of land on Cundles Road East. The play parks are indoors so they can be properly sanitized. Both resorts agree the average stay is about 4 nights. Ostapchuk recalls one dog named Ellis who ended up being boarded for 14 months. He was aggressive, so came to us for training, then his owner left him here while traveling, he said. Soon after, she had a baby and just never took him back. I think, by then, she had spent $22,000 on boarding. Ellis ended up being adopted by our assistant manager. Should your pet require some special attention, there's no need to worry, added McKee. We've done it all from putting a special additive into a dog's water, warming some broth to drizzle over kibble to arranging special cuddle time at night. We even have story time, but all the books are dog-based, she said. When it comes to keeping pooch parents up to date, Dogtopia has high-definition webcams where pet parents can log in and watch their dogs any time of the day or night. That means parents can be a fly on the wall and see their dog anytime they choose to view the animals playing, eating or sleeping, said McKee. Also, every couple of days, we send out pee updates, reporting on how the dog is getting along and celebrating breakthroughs or milestones, she added. Sunnydale's Ostapchuk says they post pictures of the guests on Facebook, offer storyboards and updates, but truly believes separation anxiety is all about the owners. Sunnydale's owner believes dogs are guests and should be treated like family. We are blessed to get to hang out with people's best friends and we do it 365 days a year. I live on the property so on Christmas and New Year's it will be like any other day. The dogs still need to be fed, watered and walked, he said. Dogtopia will have staff on site for morning chores and then the facility is monitored at night. McKee says they even have a New Year's Eve countdown for the party animals complete with canine-friendly champagne.